Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we want you to keep it locked right here. For the next 3 hours.
Not two.
Fox Sports Radio. That's right. Not one, not two, but three. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry. There's so much to get into. Baseball. Yes, baseball. Football, of course, and hoop. And we're going to discuss it all with my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great on this TV theme song Thursday. What's happening? Breaking news all over the place. Yes.
There is breaking news all over.
Breaking news.
We're going to get to that.
And we will definitely start off on that. How about today? How's everything there? Is it freezing cold?
No, it actually was a nice day, Rob. It was a really nice day today. I didn't spend too much time outside, but the little bit I did, it was very comfortable.
Very
nice. It was a good day.
Yes.
All right. You?
Very good. Just some errands today. You know, the holidays are coming. I'm filling in for Dan Patrick next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I'll be here for the Odd Couple on Thanksgiving night and the day after Thanksgiving. How about you, Alex? Will you be here?
Rob, there's always one thing certain. It's that I'm sitting here with you kicking ass on a Thanksgiving day.
That's right. And Steve DeSager,
you
probably
will be
right
here on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Enjoy. So we'll be the Odd Couple continues. If you're driving around or leaving your people's house filled with, what's that stuff, Chris? You have turkey? Once you eat the turkey? No. Tryptophan or whatever that makes you sleepy.
Tryptophan,
whatever it is.
The itis.
Alex, you know that when you have that seaweed after Thanksgiving, you're feeling tired, sleepy.
You know, if you put some cranberry on it, Rob Park, I might be asleep on the show.
Can you eat cranberry sauce?
Why not?
Oh, I'm just saying, I don't know what you can eat. Yams? Can you eat yams?
I can eat yams.
It's
got that sugar?
Not the yams we talking about, Rob.
Well, yeah, probably not your yams.
No sugar, no cinnamon, no marshmallows.
You know, black people yams. I mean, hey, Alex, it's good stuff, but it's bad for us.
Black people's yams have lost all the nutritional value.
Yes, I don't know about that.
We load it up with sugar.
It's like cake.
Yes. But you know what?
It's delicious.
Chris, you know that yams are so good.
Oh, yeah.
And then next week, it's a week from today, Chris, and then the sweet potato pie. Black people love sweet potato pie. There's nothing better than it. I'm telling you, no pumpkin pie.
I'm waiting for Rob G to be like racist.
What? Racist. Is it racist?
I like pumpkin pie, too, though.
Do you really, Chris?
Yeah. We eat sweet potato pie more, but I do like pumpkin. Have you ever had pumpkin pie?
Disgusting. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Wow.
It's good. By mistake. It's good as sweet potato, but it's good.
By mistake, I thought it was sweet potato, Chris, and I spit it out. I was like, what is this?
Oh, man. You got to get some whipped cream on it, though. But anyway.
See, you're covering up the taste. Whenever you say that's like Rob G covering up his wife's cooking with the ranch dressing.
Right. He needs to find something better than ranch dressing, too, to cover it up, so. But anyway, let's get into it. We got DJ Alex Teicher, as you can hear, on the ones and twos. And is Teicher's Tower of Trivia tonight?
Yes.
I believe so.
All right. That's always
fun. We're trying to get our download numbers up. So
I'm just here for you guys.
Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man, that's right, the loquacious Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get to it. Are we doing the big breaking news thing?
What's our breaking news? No, the other one.
No, I want the real. Let's get Finley on here. Break the news. Brian Finley.
Here we go.
There we go.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Like this was any surprise, guys? The MVP.
Well, it was to Rob.
Was it really, Rob? Did you vote
on
this?
Yeah, he thought it was going to be
No, I did not, Chris. Not after he stumbled the last 10 days of the season. But before that, when he had a chance to be a Vlad Jr., a Triple Crown winner, I thought that there would be a race. But obviously, he faded at the end. But go ahead, Brian Finley. Break the news.
Yeah, that he is Shohei Ohtani. He takes home the AL MVP award by unanimous decision. And as I send it back to you, Chris and Rob, what's it about the Angels? They win all these awards, but they can't win any games.
No, you're right. And look,
you know what it's called? It's called pitching. It's called pitching. And if you don't have pitching, it's going to be hard for you to win.
It's hard to – you can't dominate. One player can't dominate baseball like they can basketball, and even to a lesser extent football. But go ahead, Rob. I know you want to say something. You want to show Shohei some love.
No, of course. And you know what? When you look at his season and what he was able to accomplish doing something we hadn't seen since Babe Ruth – I want to say this, Chris. I'm going to go a little off the beaten path. I'm going to sit here, yes, and I'm going to admit that I was wrong. And not about him winning.
Alex, save that drop.
I
need it about seven times a day, seven times per show.
And not about Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP, because I knew he would once Vlad, and I said the only way he wouldn't is if Vlad had the Triple Crown. Okay, so I wasn't wrong about that, but what I was wrong about was that when a player comes from abroad, we've seen players, Ichiro, Hideki Matsui, you know, who had good careers, Chris, right? Really good. Hideki won a World Series MVP with the Yankees in 2009. Godzilla hit those monster home runs at Yankee Stadium. People loved him. Ichiro was unbelievable with the Mariners, and then he bounced around at the end of his career, a couple teams. He was tremendous, but it isn't often that guys really live all the way up to their potential. Like when Ohtani got here, Chris, injuries, a flash in the pan. He pitched a few games. Oh, he can't complete them. He looked okay in the beginning. You remember? If you remember, people were ripping on him. He couldn't touch the ball. Remember, he had problems even hitting when he first came over and he had to make an adjustment. Right. So nobody really knew how good he was going to be and whether all the clamor for him and all the talk about him, he'd ever fill those shoes and live up to it. But I'm here to say there's no doubt about it that the scouts were right. Everybody who saw him, the Angels who poured in all this money, Chris, you remember a lot of teams poured in a lot of money just for the right to sign him. He picked the Angels, and you know what? He lived up to it. He's something that not often do players ever really reach their full potential. And not that his career is anything close from being over, but he did it. And a unanimous MVP in the American League says a lot about what Ohtani is, what he was, and what he will be moving forward. This dude is a bona fide star who has separated himself. I know other guys have won and had seasons with higher wars, maybe, Chris, or, you know, better wars in baseball. Mike Trout was a unanimous MVP in 2013 to 2014, not that long ago, so it's not like it's never been done. But Ohtani lived up to the billing, and he was must-see TV if you got a chance to watch him. I know nights when he was pitching, I would make sure that I watched if he was on the mound because he pitched and I got to see him get three at bats. So I'm going to say I was wrong that he lived up to all the hype and it doesn't normally happen. I was wrong.
Well, what I'm going to take it a step further in your praise of Shohei. And I'm going to say this, Rob Parker, all things considered, this was the best individual season in Major League Baseball history. This is the now, he didn't just hit and pitch. He did both at an extremely high level. He did both at a star level. He hit at a superstar level. 46 homers. What was that? Second in the league, Rob G? What? Get that.
Was it second in the league? To Vlad Jr. Didn't Vlad Jr. have more?
I'm not sure. So second in the league to Vlad. How many Vlad Jr. have? 47? So 46 homers. For some context, Rob, you know how many seasons Hank Aaron, the home run king next to Barry Bonds, how many seasons Hank Aaron had when he hit more than 46 home runs?
I would say he never hit 50, so I say Hank Aaron hit once.
You're right. One season.
It's unbelievable.
Where he had more than 46 home runs. So this guy hit 46 home runs. Barry Bonds only had four seasons where he
everybody thinks that Barry Bonds hit like 60 home runs every year after the juice, you know, stuff.
He didn't. He never hit 50 other than the one year.
73, Chris, is the only time he ever hit over 50.
So think of someone doing that and then at the same time pitching with going 9-2 on the mound and having a 3.18 ERA. This is the equivalent of somebody in the NFL playing quarterback at the all-pro level. All-pro level. And then playing linebacker at a Pro Bowl level. So you're a superstar quarterback. I'd say he's a superstar hitter with 46 homers. Bunch of RBI and led the league in triples. And then I'd say he was a star-level pitcher. So you're a superstar quarterback, star-level linebacker. That would be the best thing we've ever seen. And so I'm saying it, Rob Parker, and some people say they didn't even make the playoffs. In baseball, it's different. When Barry Bonds never won a World Series, and he's the best thing I ever saw in baseball. And so baseball, one player just can't affect the game as much. So I'm saying it, Rob. This was the best individual season because he went both ways, so to speak, that we've ever seen.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, that's another story.
Seinfeld reference for you young.
That's a Seinfeld, right. Even Chris got that from Seinfeld.
I remember seeing that.
Remember that episode, right?
Yeah.
You know what? That's good hyperbole, Chris. It's hard for me to buy in. I get what he did. I think you're giving him a little more juice. It's for his pitching. I think he's like a number 3 starter.
3.1.
Yeah.
Rob.
But that's not 20 ERA.
That's a better ERA than Garrett Cole had this year.
Yeah, but he didn't have enough innings. You know what I mean?
I get it. He only had 130, but that ain't 50.
No, I get it, but it's still like when you say that there's, you know, the other part of it, like he's not an ace pitcher. And I'm not knocking him. I don't want to be here and feel like I'm knocking him. He's not an ace starter. He's not. No, he's not your number.
You don't think he could be an ace?
He's not your number one starter. No, I don't believe that. I think that
3.1, Rob.
A 2 or 3. Well, I have to see him pitch more.
That's a heck of an ERA.
I have to see him pitch more.
And you know 130 innings is a legit. Don't you think that's a legitimate sample size? 130.
How many starts did he have?
Well, he went 9-2.
Right. How many starts,
Rob? I don't know exactly how many.
Can you look at the starts?
I'll look it up.
Because a pitcher normally, a starting pitcher, Chris, might make 35 starts in a season. Right? That's what your ace pitches 35 times. What did he pitch? 20? 21?
We'll get it in a minute.
Yeah. All right. He started 23 games. I'm just saying 35 is like your ace. And I'm not knocking him. I don't want to sound like that today on his day that he deserves and all the people who
he
had
threw
a vote.
More innings than Jacob DeGrom by far.
Well, we know that because Jacob was hurt, like, Chris, and he didn't pitch that much.
We love Jacob DeGrom.
Right. It's an incredible season for him. And you see they went out and got Syndergaard. You saw that, Chris, from the Mets.
Yep.
So they understand with Trout coming back, healthy, Ohtani, they got to get pitching. So they might make a play. I'm going to say it right now. They might make a play for Max Scherzer. Just remember that. Like make a real – you know, he's already in L.A. Already in L.A. Yeah. Move him down to Anaheim, right?
Yeah.
And pay him what he wants. Add to those guys you got. You got to have pitching. You can't waste Ohtani. You can't waste Trout.
All right. So is it the best season ever or not?
No, it's not.
And what's better?
Barry Bonds' year where he had an 11 war, and you could poo-poo it because of all I know
so
is all his stats.
So now all of a sudden you're in the war.
No,
I've never ever heard you reference war before.
No, but I'm saying it's just a barometer that the young kids use. I would say that season anyway, walked like 225 times. Chris, you remember the year.
Oh, it was incredible.
He batted 350. He had 73 home runs. He had 100 more than 100 RBIs, more 100 walk, 200 walks. It was the most unbelievable season I'd ever seen.
It was incredible. I give you that. It was the best year I've ever seen at the plate. And many people, I mean, that's obviously, many people have had better seasons hitting the ball than Shohei and pitching than Shohei.
Right.
But the fact, Rob, that he did both, I mean, again, picture Aaron Rodgers being like, you know.
A quarterback and a linebacker.
Micah Parsons as a linebacker. I mean, sir, you know, like, how can that not be the best ever? But, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Was this the best season, individual season in MLB history by Shohei Ohtani, the unanimous American League MVP? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob Parker, apparently a fan of Spider-Man. You should see him.
I used to watch this after school, Chris, when I came home from school. It used to come on about 4:30 in the afternoon when I was in elementary school or junior high school, you know, so.
Yeah, I wasn't really into Spider-Man. I mean, he's fine.
You like Superman better.
I like the adult movies. Well, I like Batman the most and then Superman. And Spider-Man was all right. But all right, we got Darius Butler, the NFL, former NFL defensive back, now co-host of the Man to Man podcast. He'll join us in a few minutes, but first, we got to let you know that if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's one place to go, AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And here's the question. Shohei Ohtani was just named unanimous MVP of the American League, as I said he would be, and as Rob said he wouldn't be. Was this the best individual season in Major League Baseball history? I say it was. Rob says it wasn't. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up,
Thomas?
How you doing?
Doing
what
good,
up, man?
You?
Good. I'm good. So I want to say this. I'm 32 years old. I was 12 years old when Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. Not only did the man hit the home runs, he hit for average. People were scared to pitch to him. People flocked to the stadiums to see him. They were out in the water in McCovey Cove just trying to catch a home run ball. Yeah, Shohei can pitch, but you know, I think he benefited from being overseas where they allow guys to pitch and hit and develop. Where here, they specialize in one or the other. Thanks, guys.
How many guys have come over here and done it?
No,
to be honest, are there a lot of guys over there doing it? I doubt
it. Because here in America, they specialize in one of the
No, I'm talking about, but still, I mean, if there were other guys from Japan capable of doing this, they could be over here
trying to do it. Well, it'll be interesting to see going forward now, as you talked about, Chris, earlier, not today, but we've talked, that, you know, maybe some of these kids who have gotten caught up in specializing, you know, like, like we didn't grow up like that. Like, you played, if you were the best player on the team, Chris, you played shortstop when you weren't pitching, and then you would pitch every, you know what I mean?
Right.
When it was your turn. You didn't only pitch or only play shortstop. It's just, it's unheard of. But
no doubt.
The way kids are trained today. That's why there's so many shoulder injuries with kids. They've pitched way too much. You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree. I mean, so what you're saying is, will this – I don't think it'll become a trend, but will we see more guys do this?
Well, we had Ben Verlander, who's an analyst for FoxSports.com on the podcast, Inside the Parker, which, of course, you can still download and subscribe.
I never miss Inside the Parker.
That's right. Even in the off season, we still got you. But he said that we'll never see another Ohtani. He says
really?
The minors, they don't let you do both, that they don't allow it. And I just wonder, because he said that he played both ways for a half a season before they made him switch to just being a pitcher. That was
in
Ben Verlander.
Yeah. Could he hit?
Probably not well enough, you know, because if he could hit, they want to stick in the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So probably wasn't a good enough hitter. But I don't know, Chris.
Madison Bumgarner, he could hit. I mean, you know, like for a pitcher, he could hit.
Yeah, no, he was a good hitter. He's a good hitter for a pitcher. No, there's no doubt about it. There's some other guys. So we'll see
forward. I think there are definitely guys. I mean, just some of the great athletes in America. Don't you think there are guys that could do it? I'm not saying a lot, but it's not uncommon, or at least when we were coming up. It wasn't uncommon for, at the high school level, a great pitcher and to be a great hitter or vice versa.
But think about this, Chris,
and
from this standpoint.
And then they change you at the next level.
But we don't see the Deion Sanders anymore, the Bo Jacksons. We don't see those guys like Dozier.
Remember, playing various sports, right.
Brian Dozier. Was it Brian Jordan?
It's interesting because
you know what I mean? Think about
that
era. You don't see that anymore.
Guys. I mean, Russell Wilson, you know,
No, he
Kyler
played
Murray.
Baseball, right. Kyler Murray.
So you got guys that potentially could try to do that. But
how come we don't see that anymore? Those guys were, I mean, when Bo was doing it. And
you know
Deion,
why. At the young ages, they're making you specialize in a sport, you know?
And you got to pick a sport and a position.
Yeah, there are a handful of guys that might play two or three sports. But for the most part, they're playing one or two at the most. And
no,
so
you're right.
It's unfortunate because you're missing out on some great athletes. And to your point, I think that is a big reason guys are getting hurt, Rob. We have former players say that all the time. You got to let your muscles rest and then work other muscles.
Right, because you work different muscles playing baseball than you do playing football or playing basketball. They're different muscles and you're different movements.
Yep, absolutely. So, all right, we got Darius Butler joining us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former NFL defensive back. Now joining us in the media, he's the co-host of the Man to Man podcast. We welcome in Darius Butler. Darius, how are you?
What's happening?
I'm great, fellas. How y'all doing?
We are good, man.
Now I want to ask you this, because who was Jason Garrett came out and said that Tom Brady is by far the greatest football player ever. And we get the accolades, we get the accomplishments.
He might be the greatest, most accomplished quarterback, but this is where we just can't.
Well, and I think he's the best quarterback.
I think he's the most accomplished.
Say that.
I think he's the most accomplished.
Team sports ever.
Well, let me ask you this, though, because you're a football player. I'm beginning to think of quarterbacks, particularly with the new rules, like pitchers. I mean, really, like, he's the greatest quarterback, but is he really the greatest football player? Football player? Like, I would never say a pitcher's the greatest baseball player. no matter how great he is. And I'm starting to feel that same way about these quarterbacks.
I mean, if you ask most people what's the hardest position to play in team sports, they'll tell you it's quarterback. So, I mean,
I agree with
he's
that.
He's done that at the highest level. I mean, he's got more championships than any other franchise. And we know how long franchises have been around. This guy's been to 10 Super Bowls. He's won 7. I've had this debate with plenty of friends, but in my eyes, it's not even a real debate. Like you can't even argue that. Like 7 Super Bowl championships.
Yeah, but I think that's too easy. I'll push back on you.
I do think he's the GOAT QB.
I'll push back because
he's 44 right now, and he's one of the betting favorites to be the MVP. 44.
Yeah, but the point is. You can't touch the quarterback. It allows him to play at an older age. Warren Moon played till he was 43 or 44.
Yeah, but he wasn't any good.
I know. And the other thing is, you just pile up the Super Bowls. How about the one against the Rams where he didn't throw a touchdown? Or how about the one where he fumbled the ball to the Raiders? And I could go on and on and on.
How about the one against the Eagles where he didn't punt and still lost? I mean, that's 4. That happens. You have great games. You have
okay.
I mean,
but he didn't win every Super Bowl. Like, oh my God, it was all about Tom Brady. He had top 5 defenses. He had defenses that made plays.
Shut him out
in the second half.
Tom Brady hater number one.
No, I'm not a hater. You know what
Barker
I am?
Was legitimately
I'm a 35
upset.
Year reporter, and
he
I just don't buy into it.
Legitimately upset when Max Kellerman was named Tom Brady hater number one. So that's who you're talking about. I'm just letting you know.
I just thought they cheated me in Boston. All right, let's move on. We'll be here all day. Let me ask you about the AB story. I guess the Bucks are now saying that they have proof or whatever. If it were true that he had a fake ID, a fake vaccination, walking around the locker room with other players and, you know, not people not knowing – I mean, how much would you frown upon people who are just not being honest with their status?
That's a tough question. To be honest, my personal answer is I wouldn't care if I was in the locker room with them. That's just my personal answer. Some people probably would.
So if you had a parent or a kid that maybe had their immune system compromised, it wouldn't matter to you. You wouldn't care about who's vaccinated.
No, I mean,
and who's
not because I mean, when we take off the mask, like we're going to be out there in the football field together anyway. Like guys, those guys who aren't vaccinated, you know, they're getting tested every. I mean, it's just so many parts to it that if I'm going to be worried about it to that level, I'm going to live my life completely different. I'm not going to depend on everybody in here being honest because I also know, as an athlete and in other work, this is something going on around the country. I know we talk about it because of Antonio Brown, but I know somebody at a huge other company who are dealing with these same things. And this is what people are doing when you're in a situation where you have to choose to get something that most people don't want to get, but if you put their livelihood in front of them, and that's the choice they have to make. So people are going to be dishonest about it at this point. But in the locker room playing football, would I be concerned if A-Rod or somebody else was not forthright about their status, vaccination status? No, I mean, because we got guys vaccinated, catching it, passing on, we've seen the Saints go games.
So you don't mind if a guy lies
out,
to you. I get the freedom of choice. But if they're asking you to follow certain protocol, all you got to do is be honest, okay? Like Kirk Cousins was honest. Lamar Jackson was honest. So being dishonest is okay with you. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, I live in the real world. I don't expect people to be honest with me. Like, I'm around, like, every head coach, every politician, every CEO I get and see talking in front of a mic, I don't believe a word they're saying. That's just me. I'm 35 years old, and the experience that I've had, that's what it's taught me. But if you put it to, you know, lying and telling the truth, you know, yeah, you want guys to be honest. But Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton, you name it, those guys are drugged through the mud as well. And I understand how guys are putting these positions. Like,
Lamar
hey, look,
Jackson wasn't
either,
drugged through the mud. When was he drugged through the mud? No,
Lamar
I want you to. When was?
Listen,
yeah, when was he drugged?
I don't know how your I don't know how your timeline looked, but when it came
Chris,
out,
Chris, was he drugged through the
time,
mud
around
think,
August?
Yeah, I think. And here's what Aaron Rodgers. This is why it didn't make sense to me for Aaron Rodgers. For about a day or two. You know, for about a day or two, anybody that wasn't vaccinated was crushed. But it ended quickly. So, yeah, you initially you get, you know, criticized, but that's it. It was quick, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's a touchy subject, and guys, you know, they're going to make their choices, and you just got to make the choice. If you make the choice in that locker room to get vaccinated, you're making that choice because you believe that's going to be protecting you and your family and other people. So, you know, it's a touchy subject.
Let me ask you this, and you were a defensive back. There's a lot of talk that the cover two is the blueprint for Patrick Mahomes. And you're starting to see it, like, people doing it against the Chargers too, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, first of all, if indeed it is, why in the world did it take 3 years to figure it out? But what are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously he's still going to have good games, but do you think this really is a kryptonite for him?
Yeah, it's not as simple as just, you know, dropping back and playing cover two. It's, you know, teams have been, obviously, I think it's more so just essentially double team and Steph or making somebody else beat you, because Tyreek Hill is like, you know, Steph Curry in the NFL. Like, he changes the entire dynamic of the offense. So defenses are coming out and saying, hey, let's stop 10 from killing us quickly, make 87 beat us underneath, and then make a third option beat us. Either that's a running game or just a third reliable receiver option that can get open. And none of those things were happening. So once you took away 10, the entire offense changed. But as long as Mahomes is taking what the defense is giving to him, and whether you're running cover two, four, three, every defense has a weakness. So you continue to see these looks. Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, Patrick Mahomes will adjust, and then defenses have to adjust again. But I think the Chiefs will be fine. But it's definitely not as simple as just saying, hey, let me just click this on Madden. Let me just run cover two every time,
right,
and we'll stop these guys. Like, no, you got to, A, have the personnel to, okay, we're only going to be sending four guys after him. So, and then you have to be able to manipulate, you know, coverages, rotate late, and do all these different things. So it's a lot that goes into it. But teams have done it early. But I think the Chiefs, I mean, they're going to get hot late in the season. That's not a doubt.
So quickly, there's one word answer before you go. Who's your pick to win the Super Bowl right now?
Ooh, I'm going to go Bucks.
Okay,
Super Bowl number
Buccaneers.
Eight, Tom Brady.
All right, that's our man, Darius.
The president of the Tom Brady fan club. Thanks for joining us.
I'm just a realist, man. I'm just a realist.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, man. All right, good stuff, Darius. We appreciate you. We'll get you on again, man.
All right, appreciate you.
I hope Brady cheated you out of Super Bowls when you played. That's all I'm going to say.
Deflategate.
All right, there's a premature coordination going on in the NFL, or so says Rob Parker. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Did I do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and say it, I spoke it into existence. I said Batman was my favorite superhero, and DJ Alex Teicher gives me the beat.
Alex, can you do this? Since one day we had, you remember, Alex, we had all black shows. We had all cartoons. We had all game shows. Yeah.
When did we do all black shows?
I think you were off.
You were.
Right? Chris, you were off.
How y'all going to do all black shows without me?
Well, we need to know light skins, right, Rob?
That's
exactly.
Black as I am.
He's, you know, he's mixed because he's from the war.
I ain't mixed. I don't know any white relatives going way back. No,
you just don't know them.
I don't know any white relatives. Never, ever met a white relative.
No, they were living in the big house, and that's why you didn't know them. But my point, Alex, is, can we do all superheroes?
You already caught on to what I'm doing, Rob.
All superheroes, Chris.
Yes, sir.
That's today.
Shows. Yeah, that's what
is that today?
I like that.
What was the first one?
No, Spider-Man.
Oh, so you told him that beforehand?
No, I just did it.
I didn't.
Oh, you just okay. So today,
it's called talent.
I like that. Okay, I'm with you.
Very nice.
All right. Well, speaking of talent, Shekel City now.
Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
A rough night last night, 1 out of 3. We had a Lakers.
You say that like it's shocking.
It
like,
doesn't happen every night.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
Rob
usually
had a rough
2 out of 3 or 3 for 3, but I had a separate ticket. I did win on that one, but I'm not going to talk about that because that was not Shekel City. But I got a big one, a big announcement for you, okay? Our man, Lamar Mitchell, Chris, Lamar Mitchell has a formula that he looks at where if a team scores more than 92 points in their previous three games, they lose.
This is obviously for basketball.
No, no, no.
So, wait,
football.
Wait.
In their previous three games, 92 total.
Wait, so if they score more than 92 points in their last three games,
yes, you better
they're going to lose?
Right. So they or not cover or what? They don't win. They're not going to win your bet. So here it is tonight.
Wow.
Take the Falcons plus the 6.5. Like, the Falcons are awful, Chris, right? They look terrible. They're at home. The Patriots are rolling. They've won 4 in a row. This is where you go pile up money. All the Patriots will win.
Well, Falcons here's the problem, Rob.
Plus 6.5. What?
Who does Lamar work for?
No, I didn't mention that. Okay.
No, he ain't trying to help you out.
No.
He works for the casino.
No.
Listen to me. I'm interrupting Shekel City. Patriots by 6 tonight.
It's 6.5.
Is it 6.5?
Yes. So you gotta say 7.
6 points. They're gonna win by 6.
So all right, then you gotta take the Falcons plus the 6.5.
All right. But they winning by 6.
Here are the other two games. Spurs plus 2 at the T-Wolves and the Clippers plus 1 at the Grizzlies. I'm not telling you who to bet. I'm just telling you who I bet on. And Shekel City is not sponsored yet by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will be.
All right. We're supposed to clap. All right, Rob. Tonight's game, Mac Jones. Now, look. This is a first guess. I told y'all Patriots going to make the playoffs. Now, it's not guaranteed yet, but I think they're on their way. And Mac Jones was going to be the best quarterback of the rookies. Now, I still think Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback and will be. But there's no doubt Mac Jones is having the best season of all the rookie quarterbacks. Not only is this team 6-4 and right now in the thick of the playoff hunt, have won 4 straight games, impressively too. But also, he leads rookie quarterbacks in everything. Completion percentage, yards per game, yards per attempt, everything. So, why, Rob, you think he's getting too much love? I mean, nobody's saying he's going to make the Pro Bowl.
Well, the other quarterbacks in the other teams are all in god-awful situations. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes there where he's in a better situation with a better coach, a better defense, so that allows him. That's all. Nobody's saying he's not a good player, Chris. I'm just saying his success, normally when you get drafted that high and you're quarterback, you're usually going to a terrible team.
Well, he was 15th, though.
Okay, but still in the top 15. But the other guys who are ahead of him are all on teams that are worse, for the most part. I'm talking about they don't have all the other stuff that he has. So it helps.
There's no doubt about that.
That's all I'm saying. You want to talk about his numbers, 13 touchdowns, 7 picks, whatever, fine. He's doing fine. But the team success is not all about him.
No, not all about him. But they're using him, obviously we're not saying he's going to be the next Tom Brady. But, Rob, wouldn't you say they're using him like they used Tom Brady early in his career, right? That's what he's doing. Making smart decisions, being a game manager.
Until tonight, that is.
2 hours left. You know what to do. Locke, I ain't even hear him. I'm glad I didn't either.